thank you to the Pastoral Search Committee for reading for us this morning. And now I invite Tim to come and share the message with us.
Well, it is so good to be with you this morning. One of the joys of my role as Executive Minister of Benedict Church Alberta is services like these, services where we celebrate the coming together of a pastor and congregation, when we celebrate the discernment that that search committee did so well, and the discernment that has come from many different places and from all of you to bring us to this day. It's a personal joy for me to welcome June and Shim back to Alberta. The installation of a pastor represents the coming together of that inner nudging of God's Holy Spirit within a person, the confirmation of that call by the local congregation, and the support and blessing of the wider church community. This morning, we recognize the movement of God's Spirit that has brought us together in these three ways. For June, it has been a personal journey of study, of various involvements in church settings, and ministering in different ways, all the while awaiting the call from God to a more formal form of ministry. That has included time as an interim at Holyrood Mennonite, where, June, you were able to lean into your passion about the intercultural church and to help Holyrood grow in their discernment and understanding. For Calgary First here, the covenant we make this morning represents an entry into a new pastoral relationship that affirms June and his ministry gifts. It also marks a step in allowing June's gifts and vision to help you live into being the community of faith that God is calling you to be. For the broader Mennonite Church, we celebrate the return of June to our MCH Circle of Pastoral Leaders. MCA's involvement here this morning represents an openness to God's Spirit working in ways embodied by June's presence, to have him contribute to who we are and to discern God's calling together as we fix our eyes on Jesus Christ. Together we enter this next phase of our journey in faith, focused on Jesus as the one who calls us into fellowship, into ministry, and into covenant with each other. This morning, our Christian brothers and sisters from across Mennonite Church Alberta are also holding us in prayer. Some congregations have sent words of blessing, and I'd like to share three of these with you. From Bergthal Mennonite Church, may God bless you as you begin this new chapter of ministry at First Mennonite. May he grant you wisdom, strength, and joy. We pray for his grace upon you and your congregation. And from the other First Mennonite up in Edmonton, this letter. Dear friends at Calgary First Mennonite Church, grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice with you this day as June Park is installed as your pastor. This is an exciting day in the life of your congregation as you begin a new chapter with June's arrival. This new chapter is firmly placed in your long story of faithfully following Jesus together in Calgary. It will draw on previous chapters as this new one is written together with the Holy Spirit. Our prayer for you is that God's grace and goodness guide you as you get to know each other, that Jesus' joy and justice journey may be with you as you minister together, and that the Holy Spirit's care and compassion witness to the Word made flesh dwelling among us, with joy to the people of First Mennonite Church in Edmonton. And then from Holyrood Mennonite. You know, June, when they first heard that you were going to be having this installation service, you were coming to Calgary, their first thought was, let's rent a bus and we'll all go up there and we'll be part of the service together. That proved to be a little impractical and it didn't quite work out that way, but their prayers are all with us and they are still thinking of you with deep joy and appreciation, and they send this letter. Dear Pastor June, as a congregation in Alberta that has had the privilege and blessing of working alongside you under the Lordship of Jesus, we are deeply grateful to be able to share these words with you on this significant day. Today, we join the wider church in celebrating and supporting you as you step into a role that, 500 years ago, placed our Anabaptist forebearers in great trouble, the time when a call to shepherd a gathered community, not by a state-appointed or external authority, but from within, and was discerned by people of God themselves. You have been called by the Calgary First Midnight Church community, guided by the Holy Spirit, and now you are part of the MCA family. We thank you, Shim, and your family for saying yes to this call and for offering your many gifts to the church in this season. We at Hollywood stand with you and with First Midnight Church Calgary community as you continue the good path, strengthening faith in the God who does immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, and committing together to open our eyes, ears, and hearts to the way of Jesus. May we live lives of mutual encouragement, walk together toward the deep reconciliation God requires of us, and participate in the healing work of grace that restores relationship with one another and with all of creation. We offer you the encouragement of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. May the chief shepherd guide, sustain, and lead you as you serve. We at Hollyrood look forward to walking with you as partners and allies in the ministry of our Lord Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the suffering servant, and our Savior. In Christ's deep and abiding love, we are indeed part of a deep and supportive church community, one where we recognize the importance of everyone's role in being the church together. Even as we celebrate the call of June to the role of pastor, we are invited to reflect on our calling and the gifts of Christ's service that we have been given. We are all called to shape the church and to discern how we may live in faithful discipleship. As the Bible says, we are one body with many members, with Jesus Christ as its head. Each part of the body has a different role to play and is honored in different ways. And when one part is honored, we all rejoice with it. Before my message, there were two scriptures that were read for us, and I wanted to pull out some images that are found in these scriptures, images of faithfulness and of God's presence, and that offer important perspective as we think about this day. First, Psalm 92 uses trees as an image of the faithful. It lists seven positive qualities of the righteous, and you can see those images of trees coming through. They flourish like the palm tree. They grow like a cedar. They are planted in the house of the Lord and flourish in the courts of our God. They produce fruit. They are green and full of sap. These are images of vibrancy and vigor, showing that the life is evident in those who follow God. The images of trees used in this psalm are powerful. Palm trees would have been symbolized, they would have symbolized grace and uprightness. They'd have these tall, slender trunks, and they would represent integrity. They were also a blessing to the community. Palm trees would provide palm oil for a variety of uses. They provided fruit to eat. They could be used to build things, both from their wood and from their leaves, from the fronds. Those fronds provide welcome shade in hot places. I was in Honduras one time, and there was a special service taking place outdoors, middle of the afternoon, in the middle of the sun. And as I watch them set the chairs, I'm wondering what's going to happen when that sun, when we try and sit there through a service in that sun. Then they built this structure around it, this big framework, and covered it with palm fronds. And it was amazing how sheltered it felt, how cool it was, just with having that layer of leaves above us. The second tree talked about in our passage are the cedars of Lebanon. These trees would have represented strength and majesty. They're really quite grand in appearance, with their large trunks and long spreading branches. The wood from these trees is strong and resistant to rot and to bugs. They represent stability and long life. They may grow slowly and can live over 600 years or more, just getting larger and more stable. Trees like these are also centers of abundance in the forest. They provide shelter for animals and birds, and shade that ultimately helps this other cedar trees and plants around them to grow. In this picture, you can see that underneath the trees, it's a bit greener there. There's more grass that's able to grow and be green. There's more shrubs and other types of small plants. The cedars of Lebanon live along rocky hillsides where there are large swings in temperature. And these trees, their shade provides more of a regulated temperature, keeping the sun from baking the young saplings and drying out the small bits of ground. They also provide shelter during winds and storms. In our psalm, the success of these trees comes from being planted in the house of the Lord. These are images of rootedness and of deep connection. The roots are also part of the tree that aren't really that obvious to us. We don't really see them. We don't think of what's going on underground when we see that large tree. We don't think of this intricate system of roots getting finer and finer with the little root hairs that help to facilitate the interaction with the soil, the way they absorb moisture and nutrients that help the plant to grow. The tree just seems to magically emerge from the earth, but the health of the tree arises from the many roots and other aspects that tie it deeply to what it needs to thrive in the soil. We can see why our psalm uses grand images of trees for describing the righteous. It is also a powerful image when we think of the way that each of us contribute to the life of the church. When each of us use our gifts for the good of the community of faith, we are like trees standing tall and providing so much for the community. We aren't single trees struggling to make it through. We are like a forest growing together. We grow together to support each other, shelter each other, and encourage each other as we grow in Christ together. We also help create a setting in which others can grow, providing the conditions that help others find belonging and thrive. This forest image extends to the relationship we share as part of the broader Mennonite Church. In fact, the MCA executive has been thinking about the image of trees this last little while and the forest, and using that as something to help us describe our relationship together as the broader Mennonite Church. When we were thinking about the MCA faith family, we were particularly struck by the image of the trembling aspen tree. From the surface, aspen trees appear to be individual trees grouped together and living in close proximity. They grow, branch out, create their leaves. They bloom and have fruit of these little aspen flowers that bug people like Jen so much. They seem to be each independent, doing their own thing. However, when you test them, you can see that the DNA of one trembling aspen is the same as the one beside it. When a grove is together, it's really all one organism. And some of these can cover acres of land, many thousands of trees, but all be one in their connection. Underneath the ground, they're part of the same root system. There's no real separation of them. Even though we see individual trees, they share this root system that holds them together, that supports them, helps provide the foundational support that they need and allow the exchange of energy and nutrients. When conditions are right, that new trunk will come up and grow and mature into a full-fledged tree. It sprouts its own leaves and almost immediately begins feeding energy back, but back into the whole system, into those roots that nourish the trees around them, strengthening the whole. This is an image that offers insight into the interconnectedness of people of faith on multiple levels. We have this network of foundational roots from which we grow in faith as individuals, as congregations, as Mennonite Church Alberta, and the nationwide community of faith. Each is an expression of faith and the church, drawing from the connected network of roots that we share. Each level provides support for others, drawing in what we need to grow and sharing back to strengthen those roots. The second scripture that was read for us this morning adds other images of the strength that comes from the ongoing presence of God. From Isaiah 43, we read, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." We know how much more difficult it is to grow in a desert. And that's where the image of those cedars of Lebanon is such a strong one, because you can see how there is green where the trees was, helping provide shelter in a desert place. We also know that when floods arise, they can quickly overwhelm. Yet in our passage, God is with us. When we may feel overwhelmed or parched like a desert, God assures us of God's ongoing presence. Somehow God guides God's people through the challenges, forming something new, and possibly something as spectacular as life-giving and as life-giving as rivers in the desert. I'm sure these images may speak to some of you when you think of your time without a pastor these last 6 months. I'm sure that at times some of you have felt a bit flooded, and some of you may at times have felt a bit parched, and some of you may have felt a bit of both at different times. But God has been with you, and God will continue to be with you as we look to God's leading into the future. Sometimes it can take a while for the fruits can appear, but we know God is with us every step of the way. Today, may we thank God for the many blessings we share through our coming together in Jesus Christ. Together, we are part of a forest, contributing to and being shaped by each other. Together, we are one body, the body of Christ, being Christ to each other and to the world around us. May we rejoice with all who shape who we are as the church, and the way each are invited to be part of that shaping, using the gifts that we have been given. In this time of transition to a new pastor, as we welcome June and Shim into our faith family, may we be encouraged by the guidance of God's Spirit that has led us to this day. And may we go forward in trust of God's ongoing blessing in our lives, in the life of God's church. Amen.